Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Into the second hour of the program, the toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. One gun rights group has said that their members have not had any issue. They got 38,000 members. Now, we don't know how many of them have attempted to test the Walmart policy.
It would be hilarious if they all tried it at the same time.
Requesting that their customers not
carry... That might be a reason to call the police. That'd be fear for your life.
I'd feel safe as hell if I was surrounded by 38,000 legal open carriers. Even if one of them's crazy and opens fire, the rest of them are going to have him gone before I have to worry about it.
I'd be afraid, not because of the guns, just because there's a bunch of people that are angry with me, at Walmart as an employee working for Walmart.
When you're open carrying, though, you can't walk around looking angry.
No, you can't shout
at people. You can't raise your voice at people. You have to be a good ambassador.
Absolutely.
And I hope that these guys are being good ambassadors because
presumably that's why they weren't kicked out of the stores. If they were going into the stores and raising a ruckus.
That's true. If they were making problems, and especially if they were scaring anybody, I'm sure they would be asked to leave.
And this is the group is called Open Carry Texas, so their members presumably are probably mostly in Texas. So the 38,000, they're not all going to one store, but many of them are probably going to multiple Texas Walmarts. They're saying they've had no issues. They haven't even been spoken with by management at these Walmarts.
I mean, this is Texas, too. I bet you it would be different if it was a different state.
Good point, because as Walmart has said, Walmart has claimed that it's going to be up to their store managers to make the decision. So somebody managing a store in Texas may be a little more gun-friendly than someone managing a store in, say, Chicago or New York City. Or I know they don't actually have Walmarts in any of these cities, but, states like that, Illinois or New Jersey, for instance, where there's, not a real friendly attitude towards guns. And but then again, we go to a story in Virginia. So on one hand, you've got this claim from the gun rights group in Texas that none of their members have had any issue. In Virginia, according to AmmoLand.com, which is a shooting sports news website, this was posted 10 days ago. Virginia Citizens Defense League has been made aware of an incident at a Walmart in Kentucky where someone open carrying a handgun has been approached by police and then was asked to sign a trespass document saying...
What?
He acknowledges being banned from Walmart property anywhere in the United States indefinitely.
What?
This contradicts the official policy as laid out by Walmart's CEO. This is the author of this article writing in the first person. I have also heard from a third party that Walmart is going to post their stores no open carry. However, I'm not taking that as gospel until someone actually sees such a sign. So again, we still get to actually see any signage going up. In the meantime, I recommend you do not open carry in Walmart for at least a week until we see if such a sign materializes, blah, blah, blah. Concealed carry remains a safe option, and Walmart's policy specifically allows for such. And then it just goes on to generally comment. But apparently there is video of this man in Walmart ostensibly receiving a no trespass notice from the police. There's not a lot of detail in this particular case, although there is video, and I have not watched the video. So we don't know if this man was doing something besides simply open carrying, but it does appear that he has in this video a shopping cart with him with a few items in it. So by all appearances, he was just shopping.
It kind of makes me wonder about the whole no trespass thing. I mean, that's a legal thing within a state. Would that even be applicable in another state?
Well, it would technically apply in New Hampshire, and here's why. The text of the New Hampshire trespassing statute says you're guilty of trespassing if, knowing that you are not legally allowed to be in a place, you you go or stay in that place. So basically, if somebody asks you to leave and you don't leave, then and you don't have a legal right to be there, like you're the owner.
But again, you weren't asked in New Hampshire. You were asked in some other state. In some
but
other
you were
state.
Told yeah, you can't go into any
thing,
of their
but
stores.
You know,
one Walmart may not be the same as another Walmart.
They're all corporate owned.
But what
if you don't
said,
know that, though...
What they said is
they're
nationwide.
Telling you. They're telling you.
It's black letter.
It's in the notice. You're not allowed to go into any of their stores.
Nationwide.
Okay.
Right. Or probably globally would be my
guess. Yeah, I would
I mean,
say that too.
It still begs the question, though, unless you are informed in some way in which you would then know for sure. Like, because
this is not the first time Walmart has banned people from their store, though. They know what the legality is.
My objection here is just because somebody tells you something doesn't mean it's true, right? So,
but in the case
when it comes from the police,
it is true.
It's a trespass notice.
That's garbage. I mean, I don't disagree with the trespass notice in that state, but it's garbage to say that the police always tell the truth. So it doesn't mean that even if it comes from the police, I still don't necessarily know that it's the truth.
Well, the owner of the property always tells the truth about whether or not you're allowed to be there, because the owner of the property, by saying you're not allowed to be there, makes it true.
If what you're saying is that
it's,
because
it's
the police...
authority, not correction.
I understand what you're saying here, Chris. Let me see if I've got you straight here. You're saying because the notice is coming from the police, you don't trust that the police are honestly representing the wishes of the property owner.
In New Hampshire, the notice does not have to come from police.
But I just want to be clear.
So, well, I'm assuming that the notice is coming from the police, but I don't necessarily know.
The police officer is giving the notice.
Right, but I don't necessarily know. So that's a legal order in that state, which would be applicable to that state. I don't necessarily know, for example, in the case of New Hampshire, that just because a notice was given to me by a cop in another state, that I wouldn't assume that that would be applicable to, another state, right?
Okay, let me explain how the law works in New Hampshire, because I happen to know it. Pretty well. Here's the case, a trespassing case that I beat. I got arrested at the Cheshire County Jail for trespassing.
So did I.
I was later acquitted of the charge under which I was arrested.
I was found guilty.
Because I never heard the order to leave and could show that convincingly, and they did not believe Ian when he said he did not have hear the order to leave. So he, in their theory, he knew I didn't.
Right.
Now, my attorney told me, they also gave me a year-long trespass order from the jail. Later, I get a call from a friend who wants me to bail her out from jail. So I go up to the jail, but on my way to the jail, I called my attorney and said, hey, is this trespass order valid that they gave me? And he said, no, I don't think so. I think it violates the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. And I said, great, because I'm going to the jail. And as a result of that, I wasn't breaking the trespassing law.
Because you didn't believe.
Because I did not know that I had no legal right to be there. I believed I did.
Right.
And so unfortunately, my attorney wasn't available to testify for me.
But that has to do with
a
public property, not private property, which is what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
I mean, but this is...
Yeah, well, that's the thing. There's no grounds under which a trespass order from the property owner can be rendered invalid. But if the police told you you're not allowed to be there, and the property owner then told you, I didn't tell him to say that,
right,
then you would not be guilty of trespassing
in
New Hampshire because you believe you have a legal right to be there, regardless of who told you didn't.
This is kind of the point that I'm trying to make, is I wouldn't necessarily jump to the conclusion that just because a manager or a police officer in another state gave me a trespass order, that it would be applicable in another state, or that they even have the authority to tell me that.
Well, that's a good point.
Now, by the same token as mine, if your lawyer told you that that doesn't mean anything in New Hampshire, even if he's wrong, you don't have the knowingly
And that's exactly the point that I'm making, right?
But you have to have reason to believe that the thing's invalid. You can't just not want it to be. A trespass order is like, in New Hampshire at least, is like Tinkerbell. It only exists if you believe in it.
I think your best argument here is that if it's issued by a store manager, you could say, well, I didn't believe that applied outside of that store because that manager isn't the district manager and that manager isn't the regional manager.
Right, and this is exactly the point that I'm making.
And if you could show that it was signed by a local manager, you could easily say, that person doesn't have the authority to ban me from a New Hampshire store. And you'd probably probably be right.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here regarding open carry in Walmart or whatever is on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Or jump into our Discord chat at discord.lrn.fm. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped with a small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veteran's tip of the day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves. Here our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms. Discord.lrn.fm is where you can join those. In fact, three of them are occupied. We're going to get to your calls and thoughts here in a moment. I did watch a little bit of the video of the guy in the Walmart ostensibly being banned from all Walmarts everywhere for open carrying a gun. He is very calm, very nice. He even says he wants to pay for his drink that he had, you know, he's one of those guys who grabs a drink on the way into the store and then starts drinking it while he's in the store and then pays for it on the way out. He said, look, I want to make sure I pay for my drink. The officer said, look, you're not in trouble with us. You haven't committed any crimes. They don't want you here, basically. Mm. So, Chris, you were correct. Different Walmarts may respond in different fashions to this particular open carry ban. And certainly, in some states, it's not legal at all to open carry. So,
right.
You know, there's that. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Plus, want to make sure you know about liberty.menu. If you are an individual who actually cares about freedom and liberty and you want other people to know about that, you want them to know specifically that you're in business, you've got a thing that you do where you might offer a product or service to customers. Maybe you want people who care about liberty to know that you exist. Go to liberty.menu. You can list your business there. It's free. It's like one of those business directories. It's got a map. It's got ratings and reviews. It's also got even a social bookmarking kind of aspect to it. So you can go to liberty.menu and get started there. It's free to use that. There is a code that you can use to get a Free Talk Live listener badge, and that is FTL, like Free Talk Live, at liberty.menu. All right, so we go to your calls and thoughts. Bad Slave, to start things out here, you're on Free Talk Live on our Discord server. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Thank you, Ian.
Hey.
And Chris, is it? And
nobody.
Nobody. And listen, I am. of open carry versus concealed carry.
Uh-huh.
I know there's a lot of problems with this idea, but I wish we could take like one day out of the year, advertise the daylights out of it and say, you know what? A bunch of us are concealed carry. And we think, you know, it would be better if folk knew they were being protected.
Ah, reveal the conceal, as you might say.
Right.
Here's what we used to do in Manchester, and I found it was very effective, and I think it could be improved upon to be more effective, which is when we first arrived in New Hampshire, people, included me, were hassled in Manchester by Manchester PD, because they're a lot more urban. They hadn't seen open carry in decades openly in Manchester.
Yes.
And so when somebody got hassled by the police, I don't believe there were any arrests over it, but people did get hassled. When it happened, we would go out the following Saturday, and we would all bring trash bags. And
the
there
open
would be like 50 of us. And we'd do an open carry litter pickup. Now, the thing is, when you see a group of people with holstered sidearms picking up trash, you know they're not there. You know they're not up to no good. So you feel safe approaching them. And you know that even if one of them is crazy and might shoot you, the other ones will probably gun him down, because I don't think they're all crazy.
Right.
And that's kind of the point we're trying to make. So maybe we need to start, just adopt a hunk of highway and start doing open carry litter pickups, or start doing open carry litter pickups in the town hall, in the town common, like I used to do the 420 rally.
Maybe the Manchester people should do that again, because that was where the issue was had. We've never had any real issues here in Keene. The only issue was Cassidy, who walked down the street topless while open carrying, and they were more concerned with her being topless than they were concerned with her open carrying.
Well, they arrested her for open carrying her boobs, and then they realized that since boobs weren't genitals, it wasn't illegal anyway, and they had to issue her an apology.
They actually apologized.
They apologized. I couldn't believe
I've never
heard of that happening.
It was amazing.
That is amazing.
Bad Slave, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to say that that one of the really kind of extended events like that was Dave Ridley himself.
Oh, yeah.
And he did a Ridley-o that really kind of laid a whole bunch of stuff out Russell Canning was there.
Yeah, that was a classic where Russell Canning was like getting in the cop's face over them harassing Ridley. Hey, thank you for the call, Bad Slave. I don't know if Bad Slave knew it, but I suspect this is Dave Ridley on the line calling from Colorado. Hello, Dave.
Oh, that's so endearing, you know, they're calling into talk radio and they're already talking about you.
Yeah, right? I don't think he knew you were on hold. I didn't mention that you were coming up, so yeah, that was totally natural.
Yeah, well, actually, I have some more depressing types of news. I don't know, have you guys been experiencing much of this? I went and videotaped an ambush interview. I ambush interviewed a fairly high-ranking Obama official about a week ago, and, you know, put it up on the air.
Thank you for your service.
Thanks. Well, a year ago, something like that would have been at about 1,000 hits by now, probably. It wasn't super dramatic, but it should be at about 1,000 hits. Today, it's at 200 hits, roughly.
What? And
this is a pattern.
Is that YouTube?
Yeah.
It's being interesting.
You're shadow banned, bro. You're shadow banned. You need to get off YouTube. You need to start getting your hits somewhere else. Mm. And I suggest that you self-host because you are a prime candidate for censorship. And the only way to guarantee that your stuff will be there when you want it is to make sure that you're self-hosting a copy and that other people can
That's
always
get to
that copy.
That's not even a guarantee because they can target your hosting. You want to go with decentralized.
They can target your hosting, but you can also arrange so that, for example, put it up on a torrent.
Right,
and
you want to decentralize
your encourage your followers to also host that torrent.
Well,
so
nice
you have a
you,
swarm of people delivering
torrents
it. You
are
can't
also,
shut down a swarm.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about old tech here, nobody.
There's better solutions out there.
Torrents or old tech?
Library.
Old tech is reliable.
Library is also
library
pretty reliable.
Library works even better.
Well.
Yeah, we are.
There have
had...
been performance issues with, and there have been availability issues with some things on Interplanetary File System, which underlies library. So I wouldn't say 100% it can't fail. I mean, it's different to say this is how it's designed to work than it can't fail. There's no piece of software on Earth that can't fail.
Well, sure.
I think what it comes down to is host your own stuff on your own server, but also post it to library, because library is a means, and there's something called YouTube Sync as well that you could potentially use as well. So basically your content, if it gets taken down on YouTube, will still be available via a library, which is decentralized.
I am not sure that what you said is true, nobody. According to library.com, it's LBRY, by the way, LBRY.com, they're frequently asked questions. How is library different from IPFS, which is Interplanetary File System, and BitTorrent? IPFS and BitTorrent are wonderful technologies from which library has drawn a lot of inspiration. However, they both suffer the same flaws. We can talk about that. So there may be...
Interesting. They may have written IPFS out. That may have been an early draft.
It was not my understanding that it was based on IPFS.
All right. More coming up here in moments. 855, 453. I personally have not heard of any issues with library delivering video.
It's not perfect.
But that doesn't mean it can't happen.
That doesn't mean it can't happen. Sure, nothing's perfect. We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live, but it's way more reliable than YouTube.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful. Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is dismissing a whistleblower complaint as partisan and ridiculous.
Always appropriate, at the highest level, always appropriate. And anything I do, I fight for this country.
I fight so strongly for this country.
It's just another political hack job.
President speaking at the White House to reporters while welcoming the Prime Minister of Australia to the White House. The president continues.
The press has had a very bad week with Justice Kavanaugh and all of those ridiculous charges and all of the mistakes made at the New York Times and other places. You've had a very bad week, and this will be better than all of them.
A suspect is in custody after allegedly plowing an SUV through a Schaumburg, Illinois mall. Witnesses at the scene posted videos on Twitter showing the vehicle crashing into merchandise and kiosks at the mall. Schaumburg police say there are currently no injuries being reported. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. And folks have been using them tonight, sounding good, too. Wish we could get Dave Ridley on Discord. I think it would be an amazing increase in audio quality. But that's where most of our calls actually have come in here so far tonight. We've got a couple of folks on hold over there at discord.lrn.fm. And the nice thing is, if Discord gets really popular and our rooms get filled up, I can just make a new room. And then another one if I need to. We could have 10 Discord call-in line rooms if we wanted to. We don't have that many calls to justify it. But as long as we got the bandwidth, we can have as many rooms as we need to there.
Bandwidth? Yeah. We don't need no stinking bandwidth.
Well, thankfully, we've got plenty of it here in Keene, thanks to the gigabit internet that we managed to acquire, which is very nice to have. So let's go back to Dave Ridley. He is the man behind RidleyReport.com. And, Dave, you'd called in tonight. We got a little sidetracked, and I'll get back to the library IPFS differences since you brought up IPFS, which is Interplanetary File System. Yeah. These are different distributed methods of distributing files across different computers and nodes all around the Internet. But, Dave, you were calling in because it sounded like one of your YouTube videos had been essentially, it had, like, most of its views just disappear overnight. Is that right? Oh, Dave, did I lose you?
I think they kept the views from happening in the first place, so
So, like, again, this is an ambush interview of what
I
got.
I thought you said they had 1,000 and went down to 200. I misunderstood.
No, they said usually it gets 1,000, and this one got 200, which is generally a sign to me that you're being shadow banned and just suppressed from search results.
Could be.
Which is exactly what I was talking about. Search does matter.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, this, you know, I guess about 3 weeks ago, I crashed a defense contractor meeting at a federally funded university and was ejected from that. And, that should be at, you know, 7 or 8,000 hits by now. It was pretty dramatic, but it's like more like 900 hits right now. So there's a pattern. It's happening to other people. We know how it happened to Alex Jones. We know what happened to the people that had their channels demonetized.
Just Alex Jones. People like Ford Fisher have been shadow demonetized. Rights organizations like Cop Block and gun rights groups have been demonetized, shadow banned, censored. Mm-hmm. And my solution is stop giving those people your content. And if there isn't a way that you can stop giving those people your content, we need to make a way so you can stop giving those people your content.
We've had some videos censored on the Free Keen YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go so far as to shut the channel down. There's no reason to shut off all of the people who've subscribed to that channel there. However, there is a reason to put up an alternative distribution system in the form of something like a library or your own self-hosting or both. And that way you can direct people who are still your followers on this other old platform, this old media platform, if you will, direct them to your new platform, but keep sending the new content to the old platform simply because you're never going to get them all to migrate over, and you want to reach those people.
Yeah.
But as much as possible, my suggestion is to host the actual content in a very public manner where anybody can get to it without any account, without any sign-in, without any KYC, without any ads, without any tracking, without any anything. And the only way you can do that at this time is to self-host, because WordPress pops up tracking warnings for me, too. My WordPress pops them up. I don't know why my WordPress pops them up. I'm going to find out and make it stop. But even self-hosted software, you have to be very careful.
Ridley,
WordPress is not the greatest solution.
What has worked least badly for me currently? I've taken steps. I started uploading the videos to Metacafe and also to Facebook. That's what I can do for now. I've looked at Library, and it was a huge morale boost to scroll to the bottom and see that it's a New Hampshire operation.
Oh, yeah, you didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, Jeremy over in Manchester.
Jeremy from Manchester, who was the husband and or boy, I think fiancé, maybe husband of the Free State Project's executive director. He got arrested, actually, doing civil disobedience out of Manchester.
It was great.
I guess it wasn't really civil disobedience. It was non-cooperation. He was outside of his home being threatened by a Manchester police officer. They had the area on lockdown, and he had to go to the preschool to pick his kid up, and he was like, well, I'd like to leave my house.
He refused to obey,
and
he remained civil.
He
so I would call that civil disobedience.
Civil disobedience tends to be something you announce in advance, but you can call it that.
See, I don't think that's necessary. Rosa Parks didn't announce in advance.
True.
She announced the arrest.
That's true.
I didn't announce in advance for the 420
rally.
Well,
they planned Rosa Parks in advance, however.
Well, they planned it, but they didn't announce it. The thing is, they're not supposed to look planned at the time, so that's a curtain we're not supposed to peek behind.
Maybe it's non-cooperation if it's unplanned.
Because
non-cooperation is
also
a thing.
I mean, is it non-cooperation to civil
disobedience? No. Just standing there and saying, fork you, I'm not going to do what you tell me, is enough to be, that's disobedient. And maybe that example wasn't too civil, but...
Hey, Dave, when are you coming back to New Hampshire? I know you normally travel out to Colorado for a yearly kind of pilgrimage to see the family. When are you coming back?
Yeah, this one is up in the air because of the fact that my mom is in poor health, and I was kind of recalled for the purpose of helping out, bro. But it's one of those things that will happen to all of us if we live long enough, and it will happen to all of our parents if they live long enough. It does create some uncertainty as to what my timeline will be for coming back.
Oh, man. Well, it's nice to hear back from you, and I know you keep up the good work, even though you're not here at the moment. Dave, of course, for listeners unfamiliar, was one of the very first movers here to New Hampshire, and it underscores the reason why if you can bring your parents with you and they love freedom, they ought to come, too. That way nobody has to leave.
I wish my parents would come.
Here. Hey, thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call. It's RidleyReport.com to check out more of him. So here, briefly, before we continue with your calls, is the differences, according to Library. The Library is a decentralized video storage system, if you will, for the internet. It is blockchain-based. Without getting into details of how it works pretty well from my experience. The Freekeen YouTube channel is copied automatically to Library, and they back up our videos from our YouTube channel. They've made a really easy kind of plug-and-play method for YouTube people to do this with their channels. So if you haven't done that and you've got a YouTube channel and you want to have it backed up to the blockchain, get over to Library's website. It's lbry.com. They do good work. But the question was earlier, what's the difference between IPFS, which is another file system that's decentralized, and BitTorrent and Library? They say one big difference is lack of discovery. BitTorrent and IPFS provide decentralized ways to access a unique piece of data or information, but they don't provide an overall catalog that lists all of the available data or the information to consume. Another point is ugly URLs. BitTorrent only provides access via long, complex magnet URLs. IPFS supports human-friendly naming via IPNS, but this is an after-the-fact hack and doesn't provide a single authoritative user-friendly namespace the way Library does.
And that is a sad thing because it would be so easily fixed. All you need is the equivalent of tiny URL.
Mm-hmm.
A URL shortening service. Set that software up to shorten your Bitcoin URLs, and you've moved that data.
You would have to make it something that's not centralized, though, in order to make it ideal. Because otherwise, you just have the centralized service that ends up.
And that's what Library does.
Not really, because you can also just. I mean, if it's got a download database option, and the software is open source, then you don't have to have a central person running it. You can just have lots of people running it.
Okay, so decentralized solution.
Well, that is basically decentralized, but it doesn't have to. I guess, that is a decentralized solution. I was thinking federated. And those sites would not necessarily be federated. Torrent search sites or internet search engines aren't federated, but they are decentralized because there are many of them.
Two more points. Lack of monetization. Neither BitTorrent or IPFS support payments to publishers for the content or data they create and publish to the network, while Library does. So you can actually use the Library cryptocurrency to reward the creators that you like. You cut out the whole need for advertisers and some central authority like YouTube to decide who gets the ad money. And finally, incentive problems. They say that the other systems rely on people being generous with their resources, while Library creates market incentives for data to be as widespread and available as possible. We'll continue in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here to join us. We do want to talk about open carrying in various different stores that have requested that people not open carry. We covered that earlier tonight. You can join us and bring up whatever's on your mind. I ended up talking about decentralized video storage as a solution to these centralized systems. Let's go ahead and call YouTube old media at this point.
Oh, for sure.
Media. YouTube is not only old media. It is probably the bigger a company is, the more compromised it is.
Yep.
Because they have your own net worth to hold over your head. The size of your company is the size of the threat they have against you.
Anything that's centralized these days is old.
Plus your life, but they've got that on everybody.
So we're talking about alternatives like IPFS and the library system. I happen to like library, and as Dave Ridley pointed out, they are based here in New Hampshire, which is even better of a reason to like library.
LBOI. I like it, but we can't go around uncritically liking things because they're crypto, or we will fall into the Venezuela
not.
Thing. So
I don't think anybody was saying
here
that.
Was uncritical of library. I mean, I had a lot of questions about it. We've had Jeremy on the show. I've used it before. We've got the Freekeen YouTube channel up there, and I believe actually there's actually a Free Talk Live channel as well, if I recall correctly. So the Free Talk Live MP3 archives are actually also being mirrored over at Library.
It does leave something to be desired still, but I think they're actually working on
still a beta, I think.
Yeah, I would say that's probably about right. There's also like a web version that they're working on, I think, if I recall correctly, and it's basically it'll turn it into like you're hosting a library, but it's web based, so you can access your own server effectively to access the library network, so you don't even have to have it installed like on your laptop. You would be able to access from anywhere, kind of like the speech thing, except I think the whole interface would be there.
Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. We got Dillman88 on the line here on our Discord server. calling in from California. Good afternoon.
Hey there, guys. So I've been hearing and listening for the past few months, listening to the new Democrat nominees about racism and institutionalized racism within the United States. And you see the New York Times doing their 1619 project, and you hear all these things about how we are a essentially racist country, and that's our original sin. I think that's more aptly aimed at the government just because the government's evil in general. But how do we have a good libertarian conversation about this without starting to sound like a cat mouth?
I'm not sure what you're saying.
So every time I start having a conversation with people about what we need to do to have a better government, have a better society, it's about de-emphasizing the reliance on the government. And even today, I heard a historian on Sam Harris's podcast talking about how even sovereign citizens and people from Waco, people from Ruby Ridge, were all just an offshoot of the white supremacy movement within the United States. So it feels like anytime we start
They will try to paint us with that brush because that is their standard weapon. Call everybody a racist. And that's why Donald Trump, horrible as he is, got elected. Because the voters got so sick of the leftist crying wolf about racism that they just stopped believing it.
Also, where's the evidence of the claim that so-called sovereign citizens, Randy Weaver or any of these others are
racist? Well, Randy
Weaver
was to some extent a racist. I think he has recanted those beliefs since.
Okay.
But I think he went through a period. But the thing is, I don't think he was ever violently anti-racist. His racism was expressed by withdrawing to South Dakota where nobody was around who bothered him, and then the feds came in onto his land and killed his wife and child.
The left has got all sorts of defamation against anybody, basically, that they don't like. Yeah. They're not using logic and rational, and reason. They're just, they're making stuff up and twisting things into saying, twisting things to make it out as if people are saying things that they're not saying.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not actually a racist, and somebody calls you a racist, then they don't actually have an argument.
Yeah.
The best example of that is a guy named Cliven Bundy. And Cliven Bundy was attacked by the Bureau of Land Management because they wanted to jack his land.
This was in Nevada a few years back.
Yeah. And they would have gotten it either by arresting him or killing him, except a whole bunch of patriots went down there with rifles. And this is why we need AR-15s. Even though in the best situations like this one, they were never fired. There was one person who was killed during that thing, which was, but he was killed by government agents.
You're talking about the Malheur Wildlife, which was sort of a sequel to that.
That's true. That was the sequel. So you're right in the Cliven thing. But anyway, they started calling Cliven Bundy a racist because he said. But what he said was, if you look at what the federal government is doing to black people, it's as bad as slavery, is literally what he said. And they spun that into racist gold.
Wow. Yeah. Unbelievable. This is exactly what I'm talking about. It's a bunch of defamation. They're not telling you shit. They're lying to you.
Well, never forget what Malcolm X said. And he said, be careful of your newspapers, because they'll have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people that are doing the oppressing.
Dillman 88, I'm sorry, we've been dominating here. Go ahead with your thoughts.
My biggest concern is, I always bring up the point of we need to privatize more, we need to get things out of the government hands, and their butt I always hear is, you don't care about people who are in lower economic areas because they don't have the ability to pick themselves up or do anything like that would be part of the free market.
Right. That's we were actually discussing this with one of our neighbors earlier today. The mistake that people make is that they believe that the government is somehow helping poor people, that they need to have the government in order for people who are under a certain line of wealth to be able to get ahead in life. And the reality is the government actually stands in the way of those people making better life for themselves in the form of things like licenses that they require require in order to open up a, something as simple as a business. And then, of course, zoning also prohibits a lot of poor people from creating business, say, starting a business in their own home. You know, whether it's a restaurant or a hair braiding service or whatever it is we're talking about, in a lot of cities, it is completely against the law to run a business from within your own home. And in order to open a business outside of your home, it takes on extra costs because then you got to rent another place in addition to the place you're already paying rent for where you're living. And then, of course, all the licenses and regulations get in the way and make it near to impossible for a poor person to be able to start their own business through the sort of legal system, which is the way everyone's been trained. Oh, I want to start a business. I better go down to City Hall and find out what the right way to do it is, thinking that it's right to obey all these government bureaucrats' ordinances and such. And it really, it just basically kicks out the bottom rungs of the economic ladder from poor people.
Yeah, and the thing is, if you're not politically connected, even if you're not poor, they can take whatever you have.
For sure.
You know, there's, you know, I'm reading right now about a guy named Leonard Peltier, who I guess was, I don't know that this is true, but this is what I'm being told. He was framed by the FBI, and he's carrying out, and he's serving a life sentence. Mm. Now, I don't know if that's true, but I would tend to believe it because I've seen an FBI agent perjure himself about a conversation that he had with me. So I can never again be so naive as to think that an FBI agent won't lie on the stand.
Yeah, the government keeps poor people poor, and then they use them to vote for them because they've given them a bunch of checks, and their story is, well, you need us, see? You need us to give you checks so you can survive. What would you do without us? Well, the reality is they become wealthy without the government in their way. Go ahead, yes. Dillman.
And especially if they had the right to homestead land,
right,
so they had
too.
A place to go for free where they could do things.
Dillman?
Yes.
Anything else?
Yeah, one other quick question off topic. Which would you prefer, a VPN or a Tor browser if you're trying to do stuff that is maybe a little more questionable?
Why not both?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with belt and suspenders. This is a safety issue.
Yeah,
it's your life.
Let me take this one. So, yeah, this is a good question. It depends on what you're trying to do and effectively, it depends on what you're trying to do. If you're trying to avoid, like, the copyright cartel, just a VPN is probably good enough. But if you're trying to do something more like run the next Silk Road, you probably want some combination of a VPN and especially configured with a router as well as and firewall, as well as running Tor over
that. You
over
can
that.
Help
if
with
you're
going to
start a dark net.
Hold that thought. You can help with a VPN over at ThinkPenguin.com.
That's right.
In fact, you run a VPN.
Yes, that's correct.
And that's available at ThinkPenguin.com.
Yep, just click on networking, and their very top product is like the router. And
there's even a router,
there is a router
that runs everything on your network through the VPN, so you don't have to worry about whether something is connected to the VPN or not. It is always
comes
on.
Set up. All you got to do is plug it in and select your access point, and it'll tunnel all your traffic
product.
Through to the VPN. Yeah, it's a great tool to work to use with Tor.
Dillman, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Sounded great, by the way, on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. Hour 3's next. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com. Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now as I speak by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDarkBags are lab tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.